comment on educational systems, K-12, and the president has just adopted a bunch of good stuff, but there's still a lot of problems there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good the good stuff is. The details haven't come out yet, but from the reporting that I've heard, I've read, maybe you know more, the actual proposals that are going to come along are going to be granting benefits of one kind or another to people of income levels kind of like mine, you know, people up to the level of like, you know, $80,000-$100,000 a year. Well, you know what, I forget the last figures, but I think the median income in the United States is something like around 30-some. Now, the idea of giving rich people special benefits so their kids can go to school, well, okay, who's paying? You know, well, the poor people are paying. So I'm not so sure it's such great stuff when you look at it. Same with other things. You know, the big investment firms, Lehman Brothers in this case, are now circulating brochures. Those of you who are wealthy enough must be receiving these things. You know, they're distributing brochures to their, you know, rich customers, telling them, look, we've taken over the health system, we've taken over the criminal system, you know, we're right now taking over the welfare system, we're enriching, here's a new way to enrich ourselves at public expense. Not their words, you know, this is my translation. The way we will do it is by setting up EMOs, okay, educational management organizations, which will do wonders for the educational system like HMOs do for healthcare, about the same, in fact. Namely, they will be able to take more and more money away from the system and put it in private, you know, private power. Meanwhile, shaping care so that it mostly benefits the rich and harms everybody else. And now we can do it for the educational system, the last big government monopoly. I mean, it's not put this way. It's all put in terms of efficiency and what nice people we are, and we're going to make everything so better, much better for everyone, like because we're just benefactors and so on. But go through it, and that's what it is. Yeah, I think those are probably the new plans that will be coming along. And I would be very cautious about the Clintons' proposals. Look at them really carefully. See to what extent they're lending themselves. After all, remember, he has made no secrets about what he is. I mean, he is and always has been a moderate Republican, candidate of the business community. He's never pretended to be anything else. You know? Never pretended to be anything else. He's a business candidate. His main influence on the Democratic Party was to move it over to the Republican side with the Democratic Leadership Council. It's not like a secret or anything. He said it, you know, made it very clear. His record in Arkansas was like that. His influence in the national government was like that. So whatever the Democratic Party may have been, which you can sort of debate, it's now, like, if you can find a difference between Dole and Clinton, I'd like to know what it was. I mean, a policy difference. They're both moderate Republicans. Incidentally, the business press is very well aware of this. I mean, take a look at the Wall Street Journal editorials the first couple of years, or reporting, the first, you know, throughout the whole Clinton years. I mean, at first they were a little nervous because he had some of this populist rhetoric. But pretty soon, within a few months, you start getting, you know, editorials in the Wall Street Journal and articles, in fact, not just editorials, about how Clinton is the best president business has ever had. You know, they quote the Ford company executive as saying we're getting along with him much better than we did with Bush and Reagan, and on and on. Now, of course, you know, they'd prefer the Gingrich guys, actually with some ambiguity, I should say, because they don't like the small business aspect of the Gingrich people. There's a delicate balance there between holding off the crazies and making sure that the really rich people get everything. So there's been a problem. But as far as Clinton was concerned, they were perfectly happy with him. Yeah, he's a moderate Republican. I don't think you can say that he's deceived anyone. You know, if you look at his positions all the way along, they've been very clear. If people didn't want to see it, that's their choice. But it's been clear. It's been clear to the business press. It's been clear in his policies.